Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Tadashi saying that he should have taught Mr. Inosuke to love skateboarding.
And ends with a sulky looking Adam in the rain. This is minute 22 of episode 11, King versus Nobody.
I thought for certain we were going to get palm trees.
Palm trees!
I had palm trees on the tip of my tongue and then nowhere to be found.
This is going to be one of the first times that's happened. Maybe episode 9, I think, as well. But, like, I was surprised. I was very surprised.
Yeah. And also, this minute feels incredibly rushed.
Oh, yes.
It feels like we get a whole episode's worth of, like, exposition in, like, 1 minute.
Yes. I'm forfeiting the beef with snow.
Well, I'm going to race snow. It's like, okay. Like,
I'll deal with you later.
I loved that.
What?
The what got me. What?
The what was amazing.
David was so... Yeah. This minute.
Every syllable in this minute.
Grumbly and growly. Boy. Not happy.
Not happy.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome Hello. To Infinite Minute, an anime by minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Jonathan. Lunga Protect.
Joe Attack.
The end.
We're done. Oh, shit.
Joe's line as well when he's just like... Stop it.
Stop it.
I need to listen to it again, but it was really funny how he said stop it.
I think it's really interesting with Joe is that, you know, he talks about wanting to punch Adam a lot, right? Mm. And if there was ever an opportunity to do it.
It's now.
It's now.
Lowest moment.
But he has chosen the path of least resistance. The monks, what's it called? Non-aggressive.
He's taken the high road.
Yes.
Not the low road.
To stop, which I think is lovely.
Mm.
Because I'm pretty sure it's like a Joe Cherry conversation where he's like, I'm going to punch him.
Yeah. And now he's like, you know what?
Yeah. I have a family now. I have 2 children. Look at them.
Look at my beautiful boys. 2. What about me?
3, sorry. It doesn't care.
Always forgotten. this shot of the family shot where they're all like happy. Mm. Why is Mia doing the opposite of everyone else? It really confused
me. Yeah, Mia's. Maybe he sees Adam coming.
Maybe. But then when they all see Adam coming, he does what they're doing now.
Oh, does he? Wait.
Yeah, he goes into like love mode.
Oh, they messed that up. Whoever
Did they get
animated-
those around the wrong way?
I think the animators messed that up.
It legitimately feels like they got it around the wrong way.
Yeah, how did they mess that up so bad?
I don't know, but I love it. Please tell us if this was fixed in the Blu-ray. We will watch the Blu-ray. I'm really excited for the Blu-rays. Did you see someone? Sorry, you're reacting.
No, I just watched it again. It's so dumb because
he's got the wrong reactions for the moment.
It's so
stupid. did you see someone posted one of the Blu-ray shots as a reaction to like us posting that beautiful shot of Adam dripping in the rain?
Yes.
Yeah, it makes me so hype for when we just
watch through
eventually.
I'm so excited.
When I'm back from Europe, we'll plan it. We'll plan a weekend.
Yes, please. Yeah. The absolute side eye that Cherry is giving is so funny.
All of them, except Mia. He's got like this little saucy smile on.
But Cherry's is fully like, this loser.
This guy.
Come on. Joe looks like he wants to punch.
Joe's pants, dude, like, just pull them up a bit.
Just a tiny bit. That's just all we're asking. You've got
two belts, and they're not doing anything.
No. Those hip Vs are holding them up.
Yeah. Little Velcro on the bottom of the hip V. And Adam's walking over like a zombie.
Yeah, he really was staggering.
This ain't good. And Lugger Protect.
I love this. This is very protective boyfriend.
The little, like, you don't see the legs, you hear the footsteps, and then, like, it's just that kind of, again, a Muppet thing where it's just, like, the upper body movement.
Did they need to have the footstep noises? I don't
know. It's so many footsteps. It's, like, a bit too many footsteps. Like, he's, like, jogging.
But also it sounds like he's walking on, like, floorboards or something, like, not on grass, like, on dirt.
And then this, it's such a funny moment to me because it's like just Joe coming in from nowhere. The stop it.
It's kind of sexy though.
Stop it. The beef is already over.
Like, yes, tell me what to do, Joe.
Whisper in my little ear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Thanks, Jaina.
And then we've just heard from Joe. So what does Recky say? I remember something Joe told me, who you already know. He's standing right here. I think this is why it feels so rushed, because it feels like it's like dialogue without characters.
Literally.
Like, any sense of them in space.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
It's not a conversation. It's just characters saying things.
Yes.
They don't form a conversation in any way.
That's exactly it. Yeah. It's just declarations. It's no, like, actual dialogue.
No. Even so, like, when Tadashi walks in front and says, "I'm forfeiting," Adam doesn't respond. He just says, "What? I'll deal with that later." Like, he doesn't. Yeah. There's no conversation.
And then, but as soon as he finds out that he's going to race Snow, it is like joy. Yeah. Suddenly. It's so rushed. It's so weird. But like, they just had to fit it all in after this beef that probably went for too long anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time beating up Recky that they really didn't need to. Yeah. Like, they could have put maybe like one or two hits in there, but like, they just dragged it out for a whole minute of just Recky getting beat up.
When they could swing him around once.
Yeah.
Tops.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oof. Do you think this is Recky, at the time that Joe told this to Recky, he did make it clear that he was talking about Adam, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is Recky kind of putting the pieces together now. Like, I can see now what he meant by that.
Mm. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. I like that.
I don't know.
Is Recky that dumb to only put it together now?
Well, maybe. Maybe it's more just like
reiterating the
being
point.
Surrounded by his friends. Like, really, like, it hit home a bit more what he meant by that. Like, just a thought.
It's a good thought, Caitlin.
We're going to pad this out.
Do we? We can make it as quick as we like. We can go for another speed run. Adam says, "Do you think you can actually beat me?"
I love David's delivery here. It was so funny. Do you think?
Before he goes down to the gravelly depths.
Yeah, it took me by surprise.
The ability to, a lot of vocal play. Has the ability to defeat a champion like me. Like, a lot of vocal play.
I feel like there was a lot of mouth flaps and they had to just like add words.
Keep talking. Keep going, David. This is
the longest sentence I had ever heard in my entire life.
The other funny thing about this Tadashi shot where he walks in and says, "I'm quitting," is Joe's legs.
Just straight.
Just there. He's like. So funny.
These weird angle shots from the roof. It's always so weird.
Yeah, the opposite Dutch tilt.
Mm. Did you get that tweet I sent you today? Did I send that to you? Okay, good.
Which one was it? The one about filming my
the
son's
baby?
Birthday.
Yeah.
My son's birth. Yeah. I don't think I saw you send it to me, but I saw it.
Oh, maybe. On the TL. Yeah, that was funny.
It was funny. We haven't talked about the TL for a while because I've been off it.
My dude, it has been a wild week on the TL.
It has been. I see all these memes are like, how do you explain this to someone who's not on Twitter? And I'm like, I'm on Twitter and I don't understand half of this. Like, I'm on here daily. I'm still catching up.
Oh, it was a fun week.
Yeah, it looks like
I keep saying to myself, what is it? It's the unknown. To myself.
And just now there's
Willy Wonka and the unknown Toxic Yowie.
It's so funny that the unknown became a Tumblr sexy man before like we even knew that it was like a 16-year-old girl. Yeah. Oh, sorry, a 16-year-old girl.
Jesus Christ, how funny.
Girl. The Oompa Loompa's cute though.
The Oompa Loompa, bless her. She looked like she was the highlight of the experience for those
bless
kids.
Her cotton socks, yeah.
Oh, the working life of an actor.
Yeah, right. I mean, it works for them. They've gone viral now. Hopefully it gets them work. Like, that's what you really hope for.
Yeah, legit.
Or it'll just be 1 week of Willy Wonka and next week we'll be talking about the next scene.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe Kate Middleton will reappear.
I did love the one that was her web connects them all with the Madam Web and it was just all the different ones. So I was just like, well, yeah, okay.
So many crazy things.
That works. And now everyone's doing the advertising for Dune 2.
Yeah, oh, so much Dune. I don't understand why there's so much Dune on my timeline when I don't interact with any of it.
Mm.
Like, the Madam Web stuff I got because I was interacting with it, so it was like, oh, that's funny, I'll like it. But I'm not even interacting with the Dune stuff.
I've noticed a lot of my For You page is, like, tweets that already have, like, tens of thousands of likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're not actually getting fed things that are for you. You're just getting fed all the viral shit now. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I think they've cooked something in it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I was getting a lot of Avatar last week.
Mm.
Or the week before. Whatever week
it was the
out.
Week. It was, yeah. Emily's already, Emily finished it. She loved it.
Emily.
Yeah, no, she should know better.
Come on.
Because I refused to watch it with her.
Yeah, and you're right. Yeah. You were right to do that.
But she also doesn't have the burden of nostalgia. She's only watched it for the first time, like, last year.
Fair enough.
So it's just, like, a fresh new media for her anyway. Yeah. And she's rewatching the animated series now. So.
Yeah. I mean, all of the shit takes I've seen of it are absolutely valid. So it's, like... yes, I'm sure there are some things that are really good about it. And if you've never watched the cartoon, you probably will enjoy it. But there's just some really bad stuff in there.
Yeah, some like lore.
Just some
annihilating
terrible
stuff.
Choices. Like, I just...
Yeah. Did you end up finishing or did you just drop it?
Gave up after Boomy.
Mm.
The Boomy stuff made me furious. That was just terrible.
Was that happening? I watched a bit over her shoulder and it was like the Inventor stuff from the Northern Air Temple was happening at the same time as the Earth Kingdom stuff.
And the Jet storyline. It was
all happening at the same
episode.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's like a lot of distinct storylines in a lot of different places happening at once.
And the live action is longer than season one of the cartoon. And yet they still seemed like they still had to cram everything into like... episodes. It doesn't make any sense.
No, that doesn't make any
sense. To expand on things like showing the air nomad genocide.
Which, everyone wants to see
genocide. Which again didn't make any sense because the air nomads wouldn't have fought back because they're non-violent.
Mm. So it just did like, they fight back?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, it just didn't make any sense.
So those non-violent monks fought back, huh? Yeah, sick.
That's bizarre.
Mm, that is bizarre.
Anyway,
it is assumed that Gyatso fought back with that whole, like, all the dudes around him.
Yeah, true. Thing. That is true. Yeah. But,
yeah, I cannot talk. I haven't watched it, so.
Don't bother.
I don't have any opinions. Yeah, I just said, like, life's too short.
To watch
bad
things.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have saved this for Anime Club. We've got it coming up in like two episodes.
Oh, fuck. Caitlin, no. I'm still only watching Free Ren. I think I've been watching Free Ren for like the last three Anime Clubs. And I've not been watching anything else. So.
Oh, gosh.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Tadashi says, I'm not racing snow.
Yes, he says he's going to forfeit.
I just wanted to tell you.
Just letting you know. Just a heads up.
Sidebar, I'm forfeiting the race against snow.
I loved it.
What? I loved that. What?
It was so good.
And then Tadashi says some absolute whack shit in the English, I thought.
Oh, it seems to be better suited for you and for your needs. For you and your needs? What do you mean?
What is he talking about?
What do you mean by that, Tadashi?
So, like bad. It's just a bad line.
It's wild.
I feel like they were trying to tiptoe around the thing of, like, you can't say that an adult will give, like, a child will give an adult back their love, but they made it sound even worse.
They made it sound worse, and that's not what Tadashi is trying to say here at all. Like, it's...
No.
It's... Oh, yeah. Tadashi's,
because what he's
like,
saying is this kid is going to give you back your love of skateboarding. You're going to have fun skateboarding again. And then in the English, he's saying you love to fuck kids. Like,
what the fuck? He deserves your love? What do you mean he deserves to be, like, assaulted by you? Like, what are you talking about here?
They cooked it.
Oh.
If anything, they overcooked it a bit, I feel.
He could have said he could have said, like, he's the one that you're supposed to, like, finish this tournament with or anything. Like,
bring it back to the skateboarding rather than the weird, you know.
Oh, there was a wild choice.
Relationship. Wild choice. Very weird choice. I must say, though, the cut to Lunga with his, like, glowing blue eyes goes hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he looks
goes
intense.
Goes super hard. He's pierced.
The lighting changed suddenly. As well.
Very dramatic.
And I don't know whether the lighting changed in universe or whether it's like just
an imagined lighting. Yeah, especially when it cuts back to Adam and he's like backlit by the rain, mouth agape.
Yeah. In a spotlight somehow.
If you are insinuating I lead a lonely existence.
Crazy.
So funny. There's some things they got right here. Yeah. The dub, I must say. But like the actual stuff that's happening, so rushed, but like this shit is so cool where Adam's just like his declaration of like,
if they let him just do this whole thing without the Tadashi interruption, I think it would have worked a lot more. Like the Tadashi interruption kind of fucked the flow of this. Like, if Reki had said the thing about being alone and he'd gone straight into this monologue, that would have been really cool. And then him in this, like, thing of, you think I'm the only one that exists in my world, blah, 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 blah. And then if Tadashi came in and cut him off and said, I'm forfeiting, I feel like that would have been, like, a better
beat. You feel
beat.
Like Reki saying you're alone and then launching into something about being alone. Yeah, it's a better prompt than, oh, you're going to be racing Lunga, by the way.
Yeah.
And then to be like, I'm alone.
Yeah. So strange.
That's a great point. I like that change, Katie.
Yeah. That's literally all I would do, because then he can still say, well, I'm not going to be alone anymore then, and then look at Lunga or whatever.
Lunga. Yeah, I like that change. If I knew how to video edit, I would do that, and then I would make that vampire AMV...
yes.
Cherry Adam ship video.
You should.
Which
still
now
do
every
it.
Time I listen to that song, I'm just like, it's so Cherry Adam.
It's so good.
It's so them coded.
Yes, it's so good.
What's their ship name?
Love Blossom.
Sakura. Love Blossom. Cute.
It's been a while since I've had to think about that.
Mm.
Love Blossom.
Big Love Blossom Love Blossom vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a tongue twister.
So moody, this lighting.
The music, the organ.
Yeah, the real ethereal kind of churchy music. Oh, the repeated, organ! Sorry, I
yeah,
just
the
got
organ
it. Yeah.
Coming in is so good, yeah. The repeated shot of Lunga looking serious. Like, repeated shot from 5 seconds ago.
Yes.
Efficient.
Yeah, very
economic.
Efficient.
Economic.
And then Adam just looking like a little sulky bitch in the rain.
Yeah, you reckon that's the last shot? Him, like...
Yeah.
Side on?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. The blue hair, very wet.
He looks beautiful.
Yeah, he looks great.
He looks so good. But I am sad that we may just get, like, immediately the steel drums.
Palm treed.
In the next minute at the start.
What happens? What do we usually do for the ED? Anime chat.
Anime chat, yeah.
For the first half of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So we're gonna get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a promo.
Katie. Hmm. Maybe.
There might not be a promo.
I think there is.
Okay.
There is.
Okay.
It's very short though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Maybe it's not like a proper preview. Sorry, I'm just like, I don't know why my mind went to it, but my mind went to the preview music for Evangelion, which is a bloody banger, and then they added lyrics to it for the rebuilds.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they do this thing where it's like, it's meant to sound like Latin singing, like orchestral choral singing, but it's in English.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of funky.
How interesting.
Anyway.
Well, that's a minute.
That is the minute.
What was your favorite moment?
Stop it. What?
What?
No, I think it is Mia doing the wrong thing. That was so funny.
That's
like
so
as soon,
funny.
When I noticed it, I was just like, "What? What is what?" He's looking at Adam when everyone
really
else is like,
"Fucked it, didn't they?"
It was really funny. And I'm assuming it is just an error, like a little goof.
I'm sure it'll be fixed in the Blu-ray.
We gotta hope so.
We gotta hope so.
Are we gonna even remember? I mean, when we did watch, I can't even remember what episode it was. Episode 7, we watched like through for like 10 minutes and we
remembered
so much.
Yeah, I think it was 7.
It was crazy. Just like because we take the time to do it, it's just like kind of ingrained now.
Yeah.
But only if I watch it.
Yes.
Outside.
Oh, yes.
I know nothing about this show.
No, exactly. If I had to go on like Mastermind and answer questions about this show, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you anything.
Maybe I should do that. raise my star a bit. I don't know why I went so Aussie. What was your favourite moment, I wanted to pick a favorite moment. It was rushed.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I did. There was a few just little moments that I liked. The organs and the music coming in were really cool and effective. And I kind of, if I could edit that last scene together better, that would have been really cool.
Your favorite moment is
the,
something
the
fan that you've created.
Made version of that scene that I created in my head.
That.
Yeah. Maybe I will edit it together.
Would Tadashi come in now? Like at this moment?
Has he said, no, because he's already said my Eve will be with me. Maybe.
Just before that moment.
Maybe just before that moment, I think.
Yeah, before the second cut to Lunga.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slot it in there, make it all nice, spick and span.
Yeah.
Joey's legs still in the background.
Yeah, just still there. The lighting changed back to lights on.
To normal lighting. And then back to the dramatic.
And then back to dramatic.
Lighting.
I love it.
Actually, it would be great. Yeah,
it'd be so funny.
Well, if you want to see that,
someone edited it together for me.
Yeah, someone edited it. Mitchell, I'm looking at you with your awesome Homestuck. God, that was so funny.
Oh my God.
Holy.
Did you share
so
that?
Good.
Not yet.
I retweeted it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Amazing.
But Mitch posted it already. Yeah.
Oh my God, so funny.
For reference, you mentioned that
Adam kind of looked like a Homestuck character in one scene, like so briefly.
And then we talked about Homestuck for a while.
Yeah.
But Mitch drew that and it's like so perfect. It fits so well. Holy shit. Even the little outfit, so perfect. Mitch, we love you. Thank
Mitchell
you for listening.
Is it just Mitchell Draws on Twitter? Go look at it. Mitchell Draws?
Yeah, I think it's just Mitchell. I think it's just his name, is it? It might be Mitchell Draws. Mitchell, where are you? Don't look us up on Twitter. The music is playing this whole time.
You're right. It's just Mitchell Turek on Twitter. There you go. Go look.
Look him up. Good draw.
Good draw.
I retweeted him.
You can also tweet us. Tweet at us.
Did I already say that? No,
Did
I didn't.
You?
No, I don't think I did. You say it. Fuck, we're fast and loose
You
tonight.
Can also tweet at us on Twitter. It's at infinite underscore minute?
No, it's infinite underscore minute.
Is that not what I said?
Did you say at underscore infinite minute? Caitlin, it's bedtime. You can email us at gmail infinite minute podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.